There I was last night, viewers, just sitting around cruising the Australian Christian Lobby site as I normally do, and all has changed there. It's all different. It's been taken over by a group of people who call themselves the Australian Cat Ladies. I have a cat lady on the phone right now. Hilary Bowman Smart, how are you?
Doing very well. Thank you very much.
This is a change of values for that site. What values does the Australian Cat Ladies stand for?
Like the Australian Christian Lobby, I mean, we obviously really support family values. I guess ours just look a little different. We really believe in, for example, you know, love, reproductive rights, you know, marriage equality, and lots of tummy rubs.
That's right. You're the only website I've encountered recently that's come out in favour of tummy rubs.
It's really a crying shame. Tummy rubs are sorely underrepresented as a family value.
Hilary, I put it to you. You got to say this a lot in confrontational interviews. I put it to you. I'm reading a statement from one of your founding felines here, and I quote, "Meow, meow, 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 purr." Is this just rhetoric, Hilary?
No. We truly believe in what we're saying.
I've heard that somewhere before, I feel.
Perhaps. But, you know, again, we've got a slightly different focus. We're very much feline-focused, family-focused, and really open to all and very inclusive. And that's obviously what's reflected in that statement. That was obviously from my cat, and he's often very articulate in defence of marriage equality, reproductive rights, all manner of inclusivity and anti-oppressive activities.
Just like the Rainbow Coalition, there is various groups and different feelings in different groups. What about the Siamese and the Burmese? Let's face it, they don't always get on with the other members of the Cat Coalition.
This is true. It has obviously been a source of controversy for us over the weekend. You know, as a child, my mother used to show Siamese cats. Their names were Sid and Stella, and they didn't like me, mostly because I attempted to dress them up in doll's clothes every day.
Where do you sit on the issue of dressing up cats?
As a child, obviously, I was very engaged in the activity, but you know, in retrospect, it's probably not the best idea. Cats aren't very fond of it. I'd recommend you generally don't.
Has there been any response from the Dog Coalition on your activities?
We have received a number of emails from dog owners expressing support for our values and asking if they could join. What we say to all dog owners is, firstly, we hope to convert you. We hope to convert all heathens so that, you know, they become normal, healthy cat owners. You can join if you're a dog owner. That's fine. We're all inclusive. I mean, all you have to do is you just have to recognise that cats always deserve the best spot to nap on the couch.
They always get the best spot, don't they? I mean, I've never been in a household where the cat has been downtrodden.
That's true. Cats are generally, I mean, for example, in our house, we have a golden retriever named Leo. Puppy. We've recently taught him how to shake hands, and he keeps trying to shake hands with the cat. Unfortunately, the cat is deeply uninterested, and it's very sad to watch.
You said people sometimes get confused between people like yourself, the Australian Cat Ladies, that are cat-oholics, and people that are Catholics.
It's a common misconception. We are actually cat-oholics rather than Catholics. But, you know, obviously you can be both at the same time. We welcome people of all religious backgrounds, stripes and whatnot. So, you know, but it's just important to keep that distinction.
What about the issue of catnip? Should this be available on a casual basis? What about cats that develop a problem with it?
I've got to admit.
Have you got a sort of a harm minimalisation policy?
Yeah, look, I'd feel like we do tend towards that sort of thing. We haven't discussed it in depth as one of our policies, but I have to admit I have bought a catnip stuffed mouse for my cat. I have grown catnip. So, you know, I'm hardly innocent, you know, in this matter. I'd lean towards saying catnip should be freely available and that we should have support services available for those who develop a serious catnip problem.
Tell me, who was it that saw that the AustralianCatholicLeague.org was coming up and you thought, gee, we could use that for a bit of cat lobbying? How did that come about?
Jess and Genevieve and I, so we're the three grandmasters, we were just sort of chatting on Friday night, just last Friday night on Twitter, because we share a, you know, mutual enthusiasm for cats and Twitter and feminism and that sort of thing. And we noticed, we were discussing how funny it would be if the Australian Christian Lobby, ACL, actually stood for Australian Cat Ladies. And I was walking to the bus stop, I was bored, I was hungry, I checked online, the domain was available. So in 2 minutes and $19 later, I sad thing. I mean, we're all vocal sort of young feminists, and we're often told we're going to grow up to be cat ladies. So we sort of wanted to celebrate that. I mean, I personally actually hope to be, you know, a layabout trophy wife, but I haven't learnt to play tennis yet.
Has there been a reaction from the people who are not the Australian cat ladies, the Australian Christian lobby? Have they given you a call?
No, they seem to have indicated they're not interested in buying back the domain name, which is fine. We had feared that they had an insidious anti-cat stance, but it seems maybe we were wrong. Generally, we're not a fan of the Australian Christian lobby and their extreme views, but who knows? Maybe we can find a common ground on the basis of cats with everyone.
Judging by the media reaction, a lot of people have been very interested in your Australian Cat Lady site, and a lot of people have been reaching, and that's another term we like to use, a lot of people reaching out to you. And what have they been saying?
Well, we've had a lot of membership inquiries, over 500, I think, at last count. People can, you know, contact us through our website, or they can also join through our website. And we've been receiving a lot of encouraging comments from all over the world. We even had a visit from Bhutan this morning, which was quite nice. One or two people who are not so supportive. We had one guy who was very angry about cats. He didn't really have much comment on the sort of social justice side of it, but he just really hated cats.
Do you think he was allergic? He had a bad experience when he was a child? A cat maybe reversed into him without looking?
All of these are possibilities. We really can't know.
The one burning social issue I must ask you before we go. Do you go in the kitty litter towards the crystal, or do you tend to go with the recycled paper?
I myself tend towards the crystal. I actually have a little house for my cat, so like there's a door flap and he walks in, so that really minimises the scatter of the litter. But yeah, I lean towards the crystal. I find it a bit cleans up the odours a little bit better.
What do you think about the cat toilets that they have, the actual flushing cat toilet that's laser activated, all that sort of thing? I've seen them online. What do you think of them?
I have seen those, and I find them very exciting, and quite frankly, I would buy one if I had the money.
Hilary Bowen-Smart, thank you very much for chatting to us today from the Australian Cat Ladies. Where can we keep an eye out for you, and where can we follow you on Twitter, etc.? Because I think a lot of people have got they've got a lot of feline presence to really vent with you.
You can follow us at our website, australianchristianlobby.org, or on Twitter at AusCatLadies, so A-U-S, AusCatLadies. And, you know, we don't have any super, you know, concrete campaign plans for the moment, but we do plan to be posting a lot of cat pictures into the future.
Why don't you run for the upper house? With statements like meow, meow, purr, meow, I mean, you make as much sense as anyone else I've heard lately.
No, that's a good point. I'll put it to my cat and see what he thinks.